Welcome to episode 23 of A Tonic for Lunacy. I'm your host, Donna. Welcome to my shit show side of the interwebs, the internet. So I posted an Instagram post the other day, and I got a pretty good response. I think it positively triggered people. That's the thing, right? So I wrote an email. I was like, you know what? This is some good shit. And this lights a fire under my ass. So let me write this email and tell the people what the fuck is happening here and who the fuck they are. The people that find me, the people that come into my world are not traditional. They're a little bit different. They're a little weird based on, you know, society's standards. They come to me because the world, they don't fit into the world as it is. They don't fit into the tiny little boxes that society or the people in their lives have put them into, have created for them. That's why they come to me, because they have depression and they have anxiety. And they have these illnesses and they have these weird symptoms and they don't know what the fuck is going on, but mostly they are miserable and they sabotage themselves and they're in marriages that they hate and they're in friendships that suck the God-loving blood out of them. And they just want to figure out their life. They just want to be happy. They just want to be hopeful. They just want to have some fucking peace, some peace. Like, sometimes all we want is just some peace. Like, everybody just shut up. I just want to feel peace. And also, they want to feel acceptance and love for themselves, for who they are. So that's what this work is about. And that's what we do. We are here, my team and I, for the weird ones. We are here for the rebels, for the black sheeps, for the ones that those people out there that society doesn't understand. For the non-mask wearers and the anti-vaxxers, am I allowed to say that on here? I don't even know. Am I going to somehow like explode? Is there going to be like a hot air balloon out my window from wherever the fuck they come from? I don't know. And quite frankly, I don't care. I don't care. Like, I will not conform. Maybe it's because I have these like super intense individual channels in my human design chart, right? I got the 1034. I have the 3420. Like, I have almost all the integration channels, except that 57 is always a moving target. So my journey is really about me. It's about following my convictions. I have gate 50. Like, this is about creating new values for me and my tribe. It's about being exactly who the fuck I am. And if you're listening to this podcast, I would bet you that it's the same case for you. It's the same exact thing for you. You feel like you don't belong. You feel like you're different. You feel like you can't wake up one more goddamn day in this fucking body or in this fucking life. Your life is just too small. It's too small, or it's different. I just want something different. And you know what? What I really want to talk about here, while I'm on the subject, is how hard it is. How hard it is to continuously bump up against yourself and society. So it's like, okay, here I am. I'm trying to conform to society. Feels like death in my body, in my mind. But then I'm also not being accepted into society or into this group. I also feel like I still don't fit in. I'm doing all the things, but I still don't fit in. So now you have to say to these people, places, and things, I don't fit in with you. I want out. I just want out. I want to live life different. I want to start an online business. I want to collage Playboy magazines, which is what I spent a summer doing. I don't want to be vaccinated. I want to work from home. You know what? I don't even want to work from home. I want to work from the gym. I want to be able to go to Barnes and Noble in the middle of the day. You know, like, we're allowed to want what we want, to have these desires and to not feel like we are weird or different or bad or incorrect or feel rejected or abandoned for having these desires that don't fit in with society. We are not here to fit in. Some people maybe, I don't know. But if you're listening to this, you're definitely not here to fit in. You're here to be different. But not only that, you are here to have the courage to take the risk. You are here to really step up and empower yourself so that others can feel empowered as well, right? You're here to lead us into a new movement, lead us wherever, show us what's possible, right? All those open crowns, undefined minds out there, we don't know what's possible. Sometimes I don't know what's possible. My business can hit $300,000 this year. I don't even know what that looks like. Like, show me what that looks like. What are the possibilities? I don't always know, right? But I know that my desires are different. I know that when I go on to Pinterest, I have an entire board of Winona Ryder and the Olsen twins, and it's called Sex on Legs. I don't know why I do this. I don't know why I'm like this. I don't know why I go to Pinterest instead of TikTok sometimes and pin Winona or Kendall Jenner outfits. I'm just the way I am, right? I don't try to change it. And the more that I can be authentically me, say what I mean, stand up for my convictions, follow my values, follow my truth, the more that shit just falls into place. The more money I make, the better my relationships with people, the more I am seen for my truth, the more opportunities come to me, the better I feel, like physically in my body, mentally in my mind, in my brain. The deconditioning process here is to release the need to be like everybody else. The deconditioning process is about, I don't need to conform. I don't need to go to the gym every day. I'm not like you. I don't need to eat bananas and pickles, whatever. I'm not like you. Or I use pickle juice for salad dressing I use it on my eggs, right? I get to be weird. I don't care. And what this work really does, peeling away the layers, is that it allows us to accept who we are. So when people come to me and they're like, I want to stop giving a fuck what other people think. I want more confidence. I'm like, just be who you are. You will never have enough confidence. You will never feel good enough when you are playing somebody else's games by their rules. You will never feel good enough in your life when you are being someone that you are not. So if you want confidence, you want self-esteem, you want self-love, be who the fuck you are. Try it, right? Try just like a little itty bitty bit, just a little itty bit a bit, and see how that feels. We have to stop conforming. This is not the way that the world is going. You're going to see the business is going to be harder because you're following other people's systems. You're going to see that dating is going to be harder because you're following other people's qualifications. You're going to see the friendships and relationships and family dynamics are changing because you are trying to fit people into boxes or they are trying to fit you into boxes. Release those expectations, release those attachments to what it should look like. And let it be what it gets to look like, what it does look like, what it is. Obviously, this is not easy. Obviously, it takes some courage, it takes risk taking, and it takes showing the possibilities. Well, who the fuck am I? Well, what are my possibilities? What are my potentials? Enter the chat, human design. This is where we look at the body graph, we look at your skills, we look at your gifts, we look at your power, and we empower you to be exactly who you are. But then also we release the conditionings. We release the way that things need to be, right? We release the expectations that have been put on us. We break free of those little boxes. We break the chains because we get to be who we are, who we are. And I get it that sometimes it's hard to know what that looks like, but we practice it. And we support each other through it. And this is what Shadow Stripper School is about. It's about integrating the shadows, releasing the conditionings, finding our genius, integrating that, right? That's within the shadow, your genius. releasing the limitations, the conditionings, the expectations, and just showing up fully in who we are. And I know that that's hard to do. And I know that sometimes we don't even know who we are because we've been so deeply conditioned that even our trauma responses, our big three in astrology, our black profile personality lines are all showing us who we think we are, which is not actually who we are. I just had a fucking breakthrough with a client where we were doing shadow work together. And she said, you know what? I get to be big and I get to be myself and I get to be loud and I get to tell the truth. And I was like, you know what? That's not who you are either. That is not who you are. That is who you have been conditioned to be because you have to protect yourself because of hypervigilance. What you are underneath all of that is sensitive as shit. You are a little tiny softy. Yes, you still get to tell the truth, but I believe that there are better ways for you to communicate it. And we had a fucking breakthrough. Right? She was like, goddamn, you are right. And I took a chance on that, right? I followed my intuition. I looked at her human design chart. And then she looked at it and she compared the design and the personality. And we did some work on that. And this is the breakthrough that you can have too. And now she's showing up differently. Another client really broke through some family dynamics when she finally learned that she gets to express her emotions, that she is not a hassle, that she is not a burden, that she gets to express her emotions for what they are, for who she is. And the people actually really appreciate that. And the people love her for that. So we are making progress in life and in love. And honestly, it fucking humbles me. Like I was running yesterday. I ran outside. Shh, don't tell anyone that I do that when it's warm out. And a client sent me a message about how much she appreciates me and this work. And I cried. Like, I was like, I do not feel worthy of this, but fuck, like, I'm so grateful because I honestly love this work. Like when I am getting off client calls, when I am just by myself, I think about this. Like, this is the stuff I think about. How can we hack our behavior? How can we hack our subconscious mind? How can we get more aha moments? How do we get the money to just like, right, flow in? How do we get the peace, the happiness? Like, what are the hacks, the patterns that we need to be aware of? Like, this is my fucking life and I get to do it for a living. And this is what's available for all of us. But if I wasn't my weird self, reading books about the subconscious on the train, the way to my accounting classes in 2006, then I wouldn't be where I am. I wouldn't be me. I wouldn't, my goals, my dreams are even bigger, right? Like my reality is even bigger than I had ever expected because I followed strategy and authority. I chased my passions instead of my money. And that's what it's really about. Chasing your passions instead of the money. The money will come. Just be who you are. All right. So quick and dirty little podcast. I hope this inspires you to do at least one tiny thing today that is exactly who you are. That is what is on your heart, what is on your soul, whether it's the book, the coach, joining Shadow Stripper School. I will drop a link in the show notes. Come join us in Shadow Stripper School. It's a community more than anything. We have a Facebook group. I know I hate Facebook too, but the best thing I could find right now to support each other. We have monthly Q&As. We have videos, masterclasses, workbooks, modalities, different ways of doing the work, different ways of excavating who you really are, different ways of giving you acceptance to be who you really are. Questions, concerns, you know where to find me. Have a great day. Love you. Bye.